Hey everyone, ready for another deep dive?
Always.
Today we're going to tackle something pretty heavy:
Yeah.
economic inequality.
Big one.
It's kind of tough to ignore.
Definitely a global issue.
It is, and it's personal too.
Absolutely.
So we're turning to Chapter 6 of Divine Conversations for this one.
By Stephen Scott.
By Stephen Scott, yeah.
Great book.
It's like, imagine you're in a park in New York, right?
Okay.
And you're listening to these major religious figures
Interesting.
just having a conversation about this very thing.
Love that.
Poverty,
Yeah.
wealth, you know, the whole deal.
Yeah.
What's cool though is that Scott,
Yeah.
he brings in everyday people too.
So it's not just like a theological debate.
No, not at all.
It's grounded in
Real people.
real experiences.
Exactly. And right away, someone from the crowd speaks up, someone who's visibly worried.
Oh, I remember this part.
They talk about working hard but still falling behind
Makes sense.
while, you know, the rich keep getting richer.
Slide.
Classic.
And it's like that fear, that frustration,
It's palpable.
it's almost like the listener is right there with them, feeling it too.
Powerful stuff.
Then Jesus steps in and kind of lays out the Christian perspective.
Okay.
And he says, and I found this really interesting, that wealth itself isn't necessarily bad.
Right. It's the.
It's the way we see it.
Yeah.
Like we've forgotten about those who are
Like
struggling,
it's become.
distorted.
Exactly.
And Christianity is all about caring for the vulnerable,
It's a
right?
huge theme.
It is. But then the book throws another curveball. Another person from the crowd, an immigrant woman this time.
Okay.
She talks about just trying to survive
Now you remember her.
amidst all this wealth around her.
Right.
And it's like her story highlights how these issues, they hit different people differently.
For sure, like based on your background.
Exactly. Your race, gender, you know.
It's systemic.
It is.
Yeah.
And that's where the religious leaders really start digging in.
Okay.
Moses, he brings in the Jewish perspective.
Okay, so we're talking about tzedakah.
Yeah, but it's more than just charity, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's about creating a fair system for everyone.
Building it into the system itself.
Exactly. Not just waiting for rich people to be nice, you know.
Makes you think about stuff like universal basic income,
Or progressive taxation.
all those debates we have today.
It's wild how these ancient ideas connect to what's happening now.
Timeless.
Okay, so we've got Jesus talking about compassion, Moses pushing for a just system,
Right.
and then the prophet Muhammad jumps in with the Islamic view.
Okay.
And he talks about wealth as a trust from Allah.
Meant to benefit the whole community.
Exactly. Not just one person.
Right.
And that's where the concept of zakat comes in, right?
Sharing your wealth.
Right, it's like a built-in way to redistribute wealth.
Fascinating how that's worked in Muslim societies historically.
It is. It's not just about like individual poverty.
It's about the structure of
Yeah,
things.
it's about changing the whole system.
What?
I gotta say, these different perspectives, they're really making me think
Me too.
about my own assumptions about money and responsibility.
Powerful stuff.
And we've only just scratched the surface. There's three more voices to hear from.
Can't wait.
Let's keep this going.
Let's do it. So next we have Krishna coming in with the Hindu perspective.
Yeah, and it's a bit more nuanced.
It's not about like rejecting wealth altogether.
Right.
It's more about aligning your pursuit of wealth with dharma.
Dharma. Okay, so maybe we need a quick definition there for folks who
Oh, of course, yeah.
aren't are Hindu scholars.
So dharma, it's about righteous action,
Okay.
living in harmony with, you know, the cosmic order.
Okay.
So when it comes to wealth, it's about earning it ethically, using it to benefit others, not just yourself.
Right. So it's not just how much you make,
The
but
how and the why.
it's the how and the why. Yeah. That's a tough standard.
It is, but it makes you think, right? Like, if your business is exploiting people or harming the environment,
Right.
is that really in line with dharma?
Good point.
Or if you're hoarding wealth, not sharing with family, community, charities, is that really living in that cosmic harmony?
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
That's that balance, you know?
Between ambition and responsibility,
Exactly.
making sure our economy, it benefits everyone, not just a few.
And that brings us to Guru Nanak, the founder of Sikhism.
Yeah, he's got a really fascinating perspective.
Absolutely. He emphasizes this idea of Van Chakna.
Van Chakna.
Yeah, it's all about sharing, selfless service, recognizing our interconnectedness.
Like we're all in this together.
Exactly. Our well-being is tied to the well-being of everyone else.
Okay, so this is starting to sound familiar, right?
We're seeing a pattern.
Yeah, like a common thread through all these traditions.
This idea that wealth... it's for everyone's benefit.
Not just personal gain.
Right. Responsibility to each other. Part of something bigger.
And this sharing thing, it's not just some old idea, right?
It's popping up today.
Like with effective altruism. Using resources for maximum impact.
Taking these ancient principles, applying them to today's world.
So we've got Christianity, Judaism, Islam, Hinduism, Sikhism.
All weighing in.
Each with their own unique take on wealth and inequality.
And now we come to our final voice, Siddhartha Gautama, the Buddha.
Oh, okay, the Buddha. I'm ready for this.
He offers a perspective that's both profound and challenging.
Lay it on me.
The Buddha's core teaching, right, is that suffering comes from attachment.
And that includes attachment to wealth, I'm guessing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The Buddha saw how greed, this constant striving for more, it can lead to like a cycle of never being satisfied.
It's like that feeling of never having enough.
Always wanting more, yeah.
Yeah.
And he reminds us true wealth, it's not about material possessions.
Right.
It's about inner peace, compassion, wisdom.
Those things that actually make you happy.
Exactly. Lasting happiness, fulfillment.
And it's interesting, this message... it seems to be resonating these days.
Yeah, with mindfulness, minimalism.
Like people are realizing maybe happiness isn't about more stuff.
There's definitely a shift happening.
So we've heard from six diverse voices.
Yeah, amazing insight.
Into this whole issue of economic inequality.
Calls for compassion, justice, sharing.
Righteous action, selfless service, detaching from material things.
It's been quite a journey.
It has. And what strikes me is, despite their differences, there's this common thread.
What do you see?
Like they're all pointing to a better world, a more just world.
Where wealth benefits everyone.
Exactly. Not just a privileged few.
A message that really resonates today.
It does. And that brings us back to you, the listener.
Yeah.
We've explored these perspectives, these ancient traditions.
Time to reflect.
Yeah. What resonated with you? What challenged you?
How do you view wealth?
And what's your role in creating a more just and equitable society? It's a lot to think about, isn't it?
Right. It is. We've gone from like that raw emotion of the crowd member to these deep philosophical ideas about money and duty.
Even happiness, right.
Exactly. And what's interesting is this chapter doesn't really give us
answers.
Yeah, like a clear solution.
It's more like a mirror, maybe?
Yeah. Reflecting back at us.
Making us examine our own beliefs and actions.
Exactly. It's not about like blaming the system.
Right.
It's about, okay, what can I do?
Yeah. Like think about your own spending.
Good point.
Do your choices line up with these values we've been talking about?
That's a good question to ask ourselves.
Or maybe it's about being more intentional with your giving.
Right. Supporting organizations that are, you know.
Making a real difference.
Actually working to make things more just and equitable.
And even just like having these conversations with your friends, family.
Rising awareness.
Exactly. Sharing these different perspectives.
Challenging each other to think differently.
It's like, remember that immigrant woman?
Yeah. Her story shows us this isn't just theoretical.
No, it's real people's lives.
Their struggles, their hopes.
And that's what makes this deep dive so powerful, right?
Yeah.
It's not just about understanding inequality. It's
personal.
Yeah. It's connecting with the human stories behind it.
So think about the groups in your community.
Yeah.
The ones embodying these principles.
Like, give me an example.
A local food bank, maybe, or a shelter, or a group fighting for fair housing.
Right, right.
Or even a social enterprise using business for good.
Yeah, there are so many ways to get involved.
Even small ways.
And all adds up, right?
It really does. Change starts with each of us.
Is that ripple effect?
Recognizing that interconnectedness.
This deep dive, it's really opened my eyes.
To the different approaches.
Yeah, it's not just an economic problem. It's
moral. It demands our attention, our compassion.
And our action.
And so we'll leave you with this.
Okay.
Don't underestimate your own power.
Our own power.
Your choices, your actions, your voice.
We all have a role to play.
In creating a world where everyone can thrive.
Keep diving deep. Keep questioning. Keep engaging.
And keep making a difference.